Megan, you know how I am called the baby whisperer?
You are?
Have you heard that before?
I thought you were the Plinko whisperer.
I am a dog whisperer, but I am also a baby whisperer.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't have any kids myself, but I've got a lot of nieces and nephews, so I've got some good, a lot of baby holding time.
I think they like your beard.
That could be. A lot of people say it's my voice. My chest vibrates like when I speak.
A lot of people say that? Yeah. A lot of people touching your chest when you talk?
I guess. But this helps me segue into this story and a guy that has a job that I really want. 82-year-old guy, his name is David Deutschman. He is retired, but he keeps busy by visiting the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Hospital to comfort babies. So he is known as the ICU grandpa, and he helps parents who worry or feel guilty that they're unable to spend every waking moment with their sick child. Now, the parents are relieved because someone's there singing lullabies and making sure that the babies are comforted. Now, David, who has two children and two grandchildren of his own, has been volunteering at this hospital for 12 years.
Wow.
Making a difference in the lives of others, one baby at a time.
That's really important because they have shown that the more touch you get and babies, the better off, the better the outcomes.
Definitely. And I know, and people have mentioned to me, because I shared this on, I think, Facebook a while back, and there were some people that said they do that at the hospitals around here.
Yeah, I would totally be a baby holder.
So yeah,
sounds like a great job.
If the people that are at these hospitals want to get a hold of me and let me be a baby holder, I will totally volunteer and do that.
I think that's an awesome thing.
I think it'd be a great job, and it'd be a lot of fun, and it's great that this ICU grandpa is doing something awesome, and that is why it's the happy headline of the day. 98.3 The Coast.